0-hour contracts are the most common type of employment in my area. There have already been some measures to help people on them, but you can still turn up for work and then there's no work there for you. So that's creating a lot of lack of job security, which also affects production. So what more will you do to protect people on 0-hour contracts?
I mean, maybe I'll stand up and see you at the end there. But which area do you come from then? You were saying in your area. Right, yeah. I mean, look, 0-hour contracts are contracts that have been abused, and we've brought in regulation for the first time. I think the biggest abuse you get is these exclusivity. So someone is on a 0-hour contract, but their company will not let them work for any other company, even though they're not guaranteed any hours of work. So a law has now gone through Parliament, which we've introduced, to stop that happening. And more generally, across the whole population, around 2% of people are on 0-hour contracts. And of course, for some people, they do want that flexibility to work for several people and vary their hours as possible. But the best answer I've got for people who don't want to be on a 0-hour contract is to try and create more full-time jobs for people that they do want to take. And we are creating a huge number of jobs in this country. I say we, I mean, it's the businesses here who are doing that. And we've got a record number of people in work at the moment. We've got a record number of women in work at the moment. And so and 80% of those jobs are full-time. So the best thing I can do is have an economy where business feel confident that they want to grow and take people on, where it pays to work. And, of course, we increase our tax-free personal allowance now. It's going up to £11,000 over the next couple of years. And that helps the person who doesn't want to be on the 0-hour contract, wants that full-time job, because there'll be more opportunities in Redditch and elsewhere.
Contracts actually want more work, and they're most commonly to be women or age 60 and above. So we're not talking just about my generation, we're talking about old people that can't get a job. The only job that they're getting offered by job centre and stuff, 0-hour contracts, they've got no stability, they can't eat sometimes because they've just got no work. But I suppose you don't really see that. So,
but of course, we see it in our country, and I want to get rid of that. And the way you get rid of it is not, again, by sort of thinking I can sit in number 11 Downing Street and write some law that stops it happening. What I can do is create an environment in which the businesses represented here grow and they create jobs and they offer that full-time post to that person who can't get the full-time post at the moment. And that, as I say, is not something that happens overnight. It happens when you've got an economy that people have confidence in. People say, you know, I am going to go out there and get myself some more skills because I think there's going to be a job at the end of it for me. I am a small business and I am going to take some, I run a small business, I am going to take someone on, I think I'm going to take that risk. You know, that's the...
They're pushing more 0-hour contracts, they're pushing more small paid apprenticeships, you know, and internships. It's growing, you're banging the, you know, Conservatives are banging the drum about, oh, more people are employed than ever before. Yeah, but are they getting work? Are they getting a paycheck? Are they getting stability? No, they're getting a 0-hour contract job. No support from the benefit system, even though they're actively looking for work. You know, these are the people that need to be more considered, because then that's reflecting straight onto mental health as well. People are depressed because they're stuck in a rut. They can't find work. They've got no help in the system either. So,
well, more and more people are getting those jobs. When people were unemployed in very large numbers 5 years ago. Now we've got a record number of people in work. 80% of those jobs are full-time. And you come from the Midlands. There's a job being created every 10 minutes in the Midlands. And that's the best answer. When economic policy fails, when your economy crashes, you know, the people who suffer are precisely the people you are talking so passionately about. They are the people, the poorest in our society, who suffer. And the way you can help is by running an economy that is stable, that is growing, that is investing, that is creating jobs, where businesses are expanding. That is the best possible answer to the people that you are talking about.